And all the time, God is good. It's so good to see each and every one of you this morning. Because if we're seeing each other, that means we are still here for each other. And we're so honored and grateful that God has lengthened out our lives to give us this opportunity. It's good to see all of you. It's good to see our newlyweds back in the audience this morning. We're just so happy and grateful that God has blessed them to go on their honeymoon and made it back to be with us once again. And we pray for each and every one of you this morning that you will continue to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let us take a moment and go to God now in prayer. Our Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your ways, and thank you for blessing us in the ways that you do. Father, we didn't get up because we are so good this morning. We got up because you allowed us to get up, and we're so thankful. You gave us a roof over our heads to protect us from the elements on last night. You gave us food that we had a choice of eating this morning. You gave us air to breathe and sunshine to see us through this day. We're so thankful, Lord. Father, we're praying for the leaders of this congregation as they strive to take us in the right direction, and we just pray that you strengthen them and give them the honesty and the knowledge and the wisdom to know which way to take us. Amen. We pray for each and every member in the household this morning. We just pray that you guide them as well. We pray for the sick and the shut in, those among us and those who are not with us as well also. We thank you this morning, Father, for all you do for us. We thank you especially for your darling son, Jesus, who went to yonder's cross on our behalf. We thank you for that, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are doing as well as we are. We pray for the parents who are raising their children, and especially those who are bringing them up in the admonition of the Lord. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Father. We have so much to thank you for, Father. We could just take a list and go down it, but we'd be here most of the day. And we're just so thankful that you've given us the opportunity to spend a little time in prayer with you, O Lord. Father, we're so grateful for everybody in the audience this morning and everybody's family in the audience this morning. We thank you and we pray for that the streets may become, in the world may become less troubled, O Lord. Father, we know that it's in your hand to get us out of what we've gotten ourselves into. And we're so thankful, O Lord, that you will do what you see fit to do, and we're just grateful. Father, as we move on into the next portion of these services, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for everything that you do for us. Please, Father, continue to bless us now as we move on into our services. Be with us, watch over, and keep us, and may the service that we render be found acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning the scripture was read for your hearing from 1 Kings chapter 30 and verse number 36. I'll reread it for sake of emphasis. Just as I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, and I certainly will do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and paid homage to the king and said, let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. So they came before the king. The king said to them, take with you the servants of your Lord and have soldiers, have Solomon my son ride on my own mule and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel and blow the horn and say, long live King Solomon. Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come up and sit on my throne. And he shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, amen, may the Lord God of my Lord, the king, say so too. This morning, we want to talk for a few moments about carrying the word of the Lord. When we examine this text, we see that King David had become old, sick, and close to death at this time in his life. He had already planned for Solomon to become his successor. Just as Jesus was to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Solomon had enemies who wanted to kill him and keep him off his daddy's throne. So as with Jesus, there are those who want him out of the way. They will try to destroy him through lies, deceit, and false accusations. David instructed his men to take his own mule and call Solomon to ride up on it. We today cannot bring a mule for Jesus to ride upon, but we can certainly carry the message of Jesus to a dark world by living in the way that others can see Christ in us. Are we ready to carry the word for Christ? There was no searching necessary for a mule to bring Solomon on. It was made available by the king, a mule in waiting, you might say, for the opportunity to carry the son into his new throne. We as Christians are to be just as ready to let the world know of Jesus and his gospel. In the text, I want you to notice something. David did not tell them to go and find a mule. Instead, he said, take my own mule for Solomon to ride upon. Not just any mule, but his own mule, which was already ready to carry his Lord. You all know that a mule is made to carry a load without fussing or carrying or cursing or causing problems. Therefore, we are to be ready to prepare to preach and teach the gospel. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 15, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Remember the early saints who went from house to house and who were scattered abroad, and they went preaching the gospel everywhere in Acts 8:4. Even though they were scattered abroad, we should not be hindered by geographical boundaries. It is for all the world to know. We may not be scattered abroad like the early Christians were, but if you go abroad or whether you stay at home, you can still carry the word everywhere you go. Somewhere in the course of any given day, at least one opportunity probably comes your way as a Christian to speak and carry the word for Christ. And I know what some may say. They say, well, preacher, the folks that where I hang out at or what I run into are not familiar with the word of God, nor his ways, nor where he came from. That's where you as a Christian come in. You are to be ready at all times. The Bible tells us, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 15. This means we are to be sincere in our adoration toward Christ. Our thoughts are to be of him, and we are to put our faith and trust in him and be willing to let others know about him. A Christian needs to be strong. A mule is a strong animal capable of carrying a heavy load. We are to be strong and capable of carrying a heavy load for Christ. The Bible teaches us that we are to be strong in Isaiah chapter 40, around verse number 29. It tells us he giveth power to them that have no might. He increases strength. We are to wait upon the Lord, and he will help guide us and gather us strength. For we are to be strong in faith. Abraham was strong in faith. Faith giving glory to God. We are to be strong in grace according to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1. We must learn fellowship with other brethren. Psalms number 133 tells us how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, and I may as well touch on that for a moment while I'm here. This means before we can successfully carry the word of God to the lost, we need to learn to get along with each other first. What good is it if I tell and teach someone to love thy neighbor, but I can't get along with other Christians? Now that means loving your brother and your sister. That means to be able to get along with them and live in unity. And do you know that when I go back to the text where it talks about King David getting word to his son, but he had his own transportation provided ready and waiting for his sons. A Christian also needs to be dependable. When we consider a mule, we think of an animal down on somebody's farm. And that would be correct, but he is much more than just an animal. He becomes strong through training and discipline through work. Christians are to be trained in the word of God. So therefore, God wants us to be true to him and learn in the word of God. I believe this is why the Bible tells us we must study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the way we develop ourselves for the work of the Lord. When we consider our text today, we notice in 1 Kings, old King David calling three men whom he apparently had a trust level in. He called for a priest, he called for the prophet, and he called for Benaiah. He wanted them to go on an important mission of bringing his son Solomon back to become the king and to sit up on the throne of David. David had a trust level in these men to deliver what he needed. Jesus wants us to deliver the word of God to those who don't know of him. So he requires ready, strong, and dependable workers to do his will. David even provided his own mule for Solomon to ride upon. The word of God has been left for us to carry and deliver it to a lost world. And he has left all we need to do through his instructions given in it, through the instructions given in his word. You might consider us a mule for God. We are to deliver his word to all who will listen. I've heard of those who get mad at the church sometimes. Do you know of anybody who gets mad at the church? If you want to get mad at the church folk because they won't let you work, find somewhere something to do instead of getting mad. Then you go and if you need to, you go pick up the paper on the left side of the church, and I'll go pick up the paper on the right side of the church. Then everybody picks up all the paper. And then the church will be suitable for everyone to enjoy the services. keep Jesus' house presentable. In other words, we've got to learn to get along with one another. How do I get along with somebody that I don't like? Well, first of all, ask the Lord to bless you, give you strength, give you wisdom, and give you knowledge, and give you courage to know when to... I'm so glad that we had that lesson this morning in Bible school, because it talks about the tongue. I'm so glad this morning that we understand a little bit more. We should understand a little bit more about the tongue. The tongue can present us much trouble in our lives. But the Bible gives us instructions on what to do about the tongue. We, like the mule, have no will of our own. Our will should be God's will and His alone. Like I always say, if you have a desire to work, there's work to be done. Jesus told His disciples in Matthew chapter 9, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. In other words, there's much work to be done in the Lord's kingdom. The gospel is ready to be carried. We just need more workers to carry it. Where do you stand today? Ready and fit, or unable to answer, unable to own up to your Christian duties? I suggest today that we all get more of Christ in our lives, become like the mule and go where we are guided, not where we want to go, but instead where God wants us to go. Now, I found that story interesting about King David wanting to anoint his son to be king. Isn't that just what we get in our today's politics, where one man leaves office and he wants to anoint his family members to be take over his office? That happens every day in politics. But I want you to notice what he said in verse number 30. He said, "Just as I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place. So I certainly will do this day." But then here comes somebody else. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and paid homage to the king and said, "Let my lord King David live forever." And the king and King David said, "Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada." So they came before the king. The king also said to them, "Take with you the servants of your lord and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel and blow the horn and say, 'Long live King Solomon.' Then you shall come up after him, and you shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be the king in my place, for I have appointed him to rule over Israel and Judah." Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, "Amen, may the Lord God of my lord the king say so too." Now, we've got to understand something here. We've got to understand that Jesus is our king. And Jesus was made King of Kings and Lord of Lords by the Father himself. Now, I tell you something. We need to make sure we're as zealous in carrying the word of God to others as David was trying to get his son to come back and be the king upon his throne. Jesus is already our king. All we need to do is to help him out and get his gospel out to others. Now, when you consider the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's not our gospel, it's the Lord's gospel. It's not the gospel that we made up, it's the gospel that the Word of God prescribes to us. It's the word of the Lord, it's the word of God that told us that gave us the instructions on what the gospel is. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We ought to be so happy this morning that God has allowed us to be able to come to church. You know, when you laid down last night, when I laid down last night, I had no clue. As I was hoping I'd get up, I wake up and get up. But God has caused us to wake up and get up. There should not be an empty seat in the auditorium. There should not be an empty seat in the balcony. But somebody found something more important to do or someplace more important to be than to be at church this morning. That's why we've got to get the gospel out. We've got to be like that mule and carry the word of God out to the people. We've got to carry our load, our share of getting God's word out. That's what we do as Christians. We serve the Lord, and we want everybody to know how good God is to us. Now, when King David said assuredly, he said in verse number 30, assuredly, well, he said, assuredly, King, his son shall be the king. So what are you saying this morning? I'm simply saying this. We already have our king. We've just got to serve him, and we've got to do his will. We've already got our king who's going to one day be our judge, the judge over us. And when I think about it, I know that Jesus is all right with us, but are we all right with him? Now, when I think about it even a little further, I see that King David had his own mule ready for them to take with him. It said, take with you, have Solomon, my son, ride on my own mule and take him down to Gihon. There let the priest and Nathan, the prophet, anoint him king of Israel. See, our king doesn't have to be anointed. He's already our king. Our king is willing and able to bring us through these hard times that we're going through right now. And anybody that doesn't have hard times in their lives, just wait for a little while. They're coming. If you don't have hard times now, you already have had them, or you're going to be getting them soon. But I'm so thankful this morning that God has allowed us to be able to come out to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I know this day that the Lord will make a way. No matter where the Lord leads us, he will take us through. No matter where God puts us, he will get us there. No matter where God wants us, we should be willing to be there. Now, I thank God this morning that he has blessed us to be able to come out to his house to worship him in spirit and truth. I thank God this morning that each and every one of you found it important enough to be right here with us this morning. I find it a blessing that God has given unto us a sense of responsibility to carry his words to and fro, to preach the gospel, to teach the gospel, to tell others of the mighty works of Jesus, our Savior. Now, sometimes it seems as though we don't seem to be able to understand how important of a mission we're on. Our job is to get the word out. And I know what some say. Some say, well, I'm not very good in the word of God. Well, you can't say that because you don't know how good you are until you start speaking the Bible to someone else. Then you'll find out just how wonderful and good you are. Then I think about it even further. And I say to myself, Lord, just give me the words to say, to tell this person, to answer this person, and to give them a biblical answer for a biblical question. And I know that the Lord hears prayers because usually I get an answer and I can answer a person. Because I don't want to try to make you think that I know everything, because I don't. I don't want to try to make you think that I have all the answers, because I don't. But this one thing I know. I know a man that has all of the answers to all of the questions, for all of the people. Just you trust in him and let him lead you and guide you. And just like that mule that David sent for Solomon to ride on, he'll get you through, because Solomon did become the king. So this morning, as I bring this message to a close, I'm going to say just a couple of things this morning, and then I'll take my seat. God is willing, God is ready, and God is able to get you where you need to be. Now, I know that sometimes it seems as though you're all alone in a world that's so big, and you're surrounded by all of the misfortune sometime of the world. But you just hold on. You just hold on. God will make a way. God will fix it. God can fix it, and he is able to fix it. How can God fix it? Well, you have to present your individual dilemma to him, and he knows the answer already before you even ask the question. But I'm so glad this morning that in our Bible class, we are sometimes made to think a little bit more, because somebody makes a comment or somebody asks a question, raises an issue that sometimes make us think a little bit more than what we were thinking. But you know something? I like the Bible. You know why I like the Bible? Because the Bible can answer everything that we need to know about man's salvation and man's journey from earth to glory. How do you know that? Well, whatever you're looking for, it's already there. Nobody has to reinsert any questions into the Bible, because the Bible has all the questions and already answered for us through the pages of inspiration. Now, somebody may say, well, we live in a new age and a new time. Yeah, but people are not any different. People are worse in some cases, but they're not any different. The same people that were in the very first century, in the very beginning of the Old Testament, some of them are still here today, not them physically, but some of them are still here in their ways and actions. We can even consider some of the things that went on in the early days of the Bible. And we see some of that same stuff going on today. So it's nothing new under the sun, as I've told you before, according to Ecclesiastes. There's nothing new under the sun. And when I think on all of the things that God has presented before us, I think of everything that he presents to us, he has an answer ready to answer us about it. Now, you might say, well, It's so different out here today than it was in the first century. Yeah, we're bigger and more of us and doing more things. That's all. The world has not changed. The world hasn't expanded. It's the people that have expanded. It's more of us. But God's word is still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So when I consider with that, I know that the Lord can make a way for us. I know that the Lord will make a way for us. And so before I put you to sleep this morning, I'm going to bring this message to a close with just one thing left for me to say. If you're not a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you are a member of the Lord's body, you can, and you've walked astray, you can come back, put yourself on a straight path by asking the Lord to forgive you, walking forward, asking the church to pray with and for you, or just for you, whichever the case may be. If you want prayer, we'll pray with you. If you want just to be prayed for, we can do that too, because God is good. So as we together stand and sing the song of invitation, you have that opportunity right now.